As I mentioned in part one of this series, the number one question that people who are trying to find meaning and purpose ask is, why am I here? As I said in that first part, it's to be needed, to fill a need. But to whom? For whom? The answer? We are of, by, and for God, our Creator. Of Him, meaning His thoughts, His goals, His plan. By Him, meaning His power. God breathed into Adam, he became a living spirit, a living person. For Him, God created man to tend His garden on earth and to walk and be with God. Now, not as servants. Masters don't usually die for their servants. If you look back at history, let's just take an example of feudal Europe. Servants fought and died for their masters, not the other way around. But Christ died for us. Why? Because who would not sacrifice himself for his child? We weren't made as servants to work for him, but as family to be with him. Now, it's true that throughout the Old Testament, God called righteous men servants. That's because man had separated himself from God through sin. But the entire time during the Old Testament years, the Lord had a plan, as spoken about through the prophets, to send a Redeemer to save us and make all who believe in Him and accept His gift of salvation His children once again. It's true that the unsaved can find purpose in life while they're here. The unsaved can raise children. An unsaved firefighter can rescue people and save lives. An unsaved soldier can defend his country from evil threats. But these things, these events, are temporary, not eternal. They don't explain existence itself. The ultimate question, why am I here? Or to put it another way, why do we exist at all? Why does anything exist in the universe? Can only be answered by turning your heart and mind to the Lord. Because without a creator, with a mind and emotions and a plan for everything he made, including you, the existence of everything means nothing. You're just a random blob of cells that has only temporary value, if any. And your death means no real loss. You're only here by chance, not a plan. Therefore, you have no real purpose. Because evolution is just a series of random occurrences that just happen to get lucky and allow you to come together and exist for a very short while. Here's the bad part. To top it all off, we have to get through this meaningless life from evolution by hard work and suffer from pain, illness, old age, and death. You know what's sad? We teach this trash about random evolution in our schools and universities and call it science. I think all of us have had enough with scientists trying to tell us what to do. Don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Wear two masks. Cloth masks don't work. If you get the vaccine, you'll be completely cured. Well, wait a minute. Keep your distance. You're still contagious. But at least you won't get sick. Well, I guess you can get sick, but it won't be bad. Okay, it can be bad, and some of you might actually die. What an eye-opener for all of you who trusted in man rather than God. You know, I was thinking about this incredible being who created all things, including us. You know, it takes 3 days to go to the moon. You've got a rocket that takes off from the Earth, gets up to past 18,000 miles an hour, races to the moon, still takes 3 days. It takes months to get out to just the nearest planets, years to go to the farthest planets, just in our solar system. Traveling at thousands of miles an hour, they use the gravity of other worlds to slingshot them, accelerate the spacecraft to tens of thousands of miles an hour. Still takes months and years. If you could go the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, billions of miles an hour, it would take 100,000 years to go from one end of our galaxy to the other. It would take 2 million years just to get to the next galaxy. Estimates are it could take well over 13 billion years to get to the outer galaxies. And yet God could hold the entire universe in the palm of his hand. Still, this incredible being, so powerful, so large, has a plan for you and me, all of us. Us tiny little creatures, us little beings, to fly halfway around the world, 10,000 miles, takes almost a day just to get around our tiny little planet, halfway, not even the whole way. That's how small we are. Yet this incredible being not only has a plan for you, but died on the cross to save you. We do have purpose and meaning through the Lord, through his plan. You can find some meaning, some purpose here on earth, taking care of your families, doing your job. But the much larger meaning and purpose, the eternal one, only comes from knowing God, trusting in his Son, believing that he died for you, rose again, and wants all of us to be with him for eternity. What a gift. This life is so temporary. But while we're down here, we have meaning. We have purpose. I know we saved down here for our older years, but those years are brief. Build up your eternal pension. Build your pension up for heaven. We have a life to come, those who are saved. Live your life for that life, and you will find the greatest purpose of all.